I think the last thing.
I think it's working fine.
Last thing I had mentioned to you was, what if you had eaten all you could eat and I said, have some more, what would you say?
I'm glad you'd say I'm full.
Okay. All right. Then we talked about the fact that if you had some food and you cooked it and then you saved it and fixed it a second time, what would you say that was?
Leftovers.
Leftovers. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Chew, right. You were talking about mush, cornbread mush or something, weren't you? Or
yeah,
liver.
Corn dodgers.
Corn dodgers. Did you have any other kind of mush that you ever ate? Any other terms you used?
No, just the cornmeal is the only that we ever served.
Okay. Of course, you here on the farm have a lot of peas and beets and such as that, and you'd say you grew those out. Got one right out
there. Out in the garden.
Garden. What kind of garden is it?
Well, it's a vegetable garden. We just grow all kind of vegetables in the garden for the home use.
Okay. Did you ever eat any? Well, the only way I know to describe it is just try to explain it. It's food that's made out of ground corn, it's boiled, and it's served with sometimes salt and pepper, such as that. Have it along with breakfast with eggs and bacon or sausage.
Oh, yes, grits.
Grits.
I'm real fond of grits.
You know, of something else that's kind of like that where you use the whole grains of corn?
Well, it's ground, but it's really coarser than the meal that we use.
If you don't grind it at all, have you ever had that? What do you call that?
The coffee?
No, talking about grits, but sometimes you don't grind that corn up.
No, it has to be ground in a cornmeal. But we used to get ours grounded, old-fashioned watermill. But really, I don't know about the corn mills of today. They're not out in the rural section. We buy a meal at the supermarket.
Okay, let's stop and check it. Okay, but have you ever, what do you call that when it's the whole grain of corn? Have you ever had any of that?
Hominy.
Hominy. You like that?
Oh, yes. My grandmother used to make a lot of hominy, especially in the spring of the year.
I never have eaten much hominy myself.
And somehow she used ashes, you know, from the open fireplace that would light. And she put so many of those ashes in the pot of water and that would get the husk off. And then you wash it and there was, you know, all the husk would come off. That's the way she did it. But I've never made it like that. I buy it in a can at the supermarket.
Do you eat much? Well, the only way I know to describe it is it's a food that Chinese and the Japanese eat a whole lot of.
Well, really, I have never ate Japanese or Chinese food.
Okay, well,
and I really wouldn't know why.
Well, they eat a lot of this, and we refer to it a lot of times like long grain and short grain.
Well, I didn't know that. You know, I just never ate any Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to sometime.
Well, that's good. We eat it once in a while. This is what I'm trying to. They eat a lot of rice.
They eat rice, don't they?
They eat a lot of rice. Probably they get tired of it.